Midstream. The eventful story of a man and a woman who have reached the halfway point in their journey across the river of life. Before today's drama of Midstream unfolds, listen to this. On all sides, you can see the wonders of modern science. In the dentifrice field, a new wonder has just been perfected in Teal, Procter & Gamble's revolutionary discovery for brushing teeth. You see, Teal is unlike any toothpaste or powder you've ever used in its amazing formula and action. It's an astounding liquid with beauty in every drop. And you can instantly tell something good and different has happened by the satin-smooth feel of your teeth, the wonderfully refreshed feeling of your mouth. For your information, Teal contains no pumice, no grit, no abrasives of any kind. It can't possibly scratch tooth enamel. It's also guaranteed to be free of harmful chemicals or bleach. Teal's beautifying action results from a newly found patented dental cleansing agent that's a marvel of modern science. Now, this remarkable discovery is not soap, yet it actually multiplies over 30 times in the mouth, helps remove dingy film which collects daily on teeth in an astonishing new way. And you know teeth that are properly cleaned appear whiter and brighter and more beautiful. Teal also refreshes the mouth in a wonderful new way. You'll never know what a thrill you're missing until you try Teal, T-E-E-L. So get a bottle today from drug department or 10-cent stores, and I'll predict you'll never want to go back to toothpaste or powders once you've tried this New Day liquid dentifrice wonder. Midstream, where the currents of life are swiftest, where the problems of life are greatest, where the temptations of life are strongest. This is the story of Charles and Julia Meredith, who have reached the halfway mark between the distant shores of birth and death. Midge Conway, married to Alan Conway but deeply in love with Timothy Story, has turned to her parents for some solution to her problem. She knows that her mother, Julia Meredith, has faced the same situation, has attempted the experiment of leaving her husband and children, and has returned when that experiment failed. Surely, Midge thinks, Julia should be able to offer sound advice. But as a matter of fact, neither Julia nor Charles knows what answer to give their daughter. For both realize that her marriage to Alan has never been happy, that, as Julia said, Midge and Timothy are made for each other. Yesterday, while Charles and Julia were discussing the matter, Timothy himself appeared at the Meredith house. When Midge came down to see him, Charles went into his study, and Midge and Timothy were left alone to face their problem together. And now we pick up the scene at that point.
Sit here, Midge.
No, Timothy. I'll stay over here.
You're awfully far away.
I want to be.
Oh?
I don't want anything to keep this from being perfectly cool and rational.
I see.
Timothy?
Yes, Mitch.
I still love you.
12 whole hours and it hasn't worn off?
No, it hasn't worn off.
Did you think it might?
I sort of hoped it would. Would have made things so much simpler.
I prefer them difficult.
When I left you this morning and went up to my room, I decided it was all crazy. I told myself it hadn't really happened.
But you didn't convince yourself.
For about 5 minutes, I did.
And then?
Then I made a mistake. I closed my eyes. And I could see it all over again. Us dancing. Trying to go on dancing and not being able to. That did it.
Going to try to talk yourself out of it anymore?
Wouldn't be much use. How about you?
I still love you, Mitch.
You're sure?
So sure that I haven't even thought of telling myself I didn't.
Oh, I'm glad.
Midge.
Stay where you are, Tim.
Oh, but I can hardly hear you over here. I'm coming over. Okay?
No.
I told you I can't hear you. Did you say yes?
Timothy, please.
Here I am. Shall I go back again?
No.
Oh, Midge, my darling.
Timothy, wait, this is crazy. Now listen to me. We have to talk things over. That's why I came down here. We have so much to say to each other.
I've already said it.
Please.
Oh, but I don't mind saying it again. I'll say it 1,000 times. I love you, Midge. I love you. I love you. I love you.
But you haven't the right to say it. Don't you understand? You haven't the right.
But Midge...
Timothy! We aren't being fair.
To your husband? To Alan?
Of course. That's true and you know it.
Yes, dear. I know it.
So let's be sensible, shall we?
We'll try anyway. Only, let's hurry and arrange things.
Arrange things?
After we've told Alan how we feel and after you've made him realize that your marriage is over, well, then we'll have the right to say these things to each other. Let's not put that off too long. Let's see if we
Timothy,
can...
wait. You're so far ahead of me. You've already decided things I'm just beginning to think about.
You mean you aren't sure we should tell Alan? That you should leave him?
I'm not at all sure.
What's the alternative?
Can't you guess?
Forgetting about each other. Pretending what's happened never happened at all. That's the only alternative I see.
Well?
Midge. Is that what you've been considering?
Yes.
And does it make sense to you?
In a way.
Then you'll have to tell me something. Two things, in fact.
Yes?
First of all, would you be able to do that?
Perhaps. If I had to.
And secondly, even if you are able to do it, even if we both are, why should we?
Because Alan is my husband, and Joy is my daughter, and I owe them both something.
Oh, Midge, darling, please, it isn't like you to say that.
Oh, Timothy!
Now look, darling. Sometimes when a situation like this arises, there's a real problem. I imagine your mother's case was like that. She was torn between two different forces, between what she wanted to do and what she felt she ought to do.
Well, isn't that true of me?
No, it shouldn't be. In her case, there was a husband who wanted her. There was a son who needed her. But does that hold for you?
Timothy...
Answer me truthfully, Midge. Wouldn't Alan and Joy be just as happy, perhaps even happier, without you? It may be a blow to your pride to say yes, but isn't it true?
I suppose it is.
Then what's all this talk about your debt to them? Why all your doubt and hesitation? Midge, it's as simple as a problem in arithmetic. You love me, am I right?
Yes.
And you don't love Alan anymore, right?
Yes.
And you adopted Joy against your will, and you never have loved her.
But Timothy...
Am I right, Midge?
Yes.
And besides all that, you've just told me that neither Alan or Joy need you. Now, what's to prevent your leaving them?
Well, it's just that I...
Shall I tell you what it is? It's public opinion, Midge. It's the thought of what people will say.
No, no.
I'm afraid it is. You don't even realize yourself that it's influencing you, that it's forcing you to think up reasons why you should stay with Alan.
But, Timothy...
I thought you were the sort of person who didn't give a hang about rumor or gossip as long as you knew you were right.
But that's the whole point. I must know that I'm right.
And that's what I've been trying to show you. Oh, Midge, believe me, I know there are some things more important than personal freedom. I think your mother was wrong to leave your father. I think she was right in coming back. I'd never urge you to make the mistake she made. I love you too much to do that. I'd rather lose you than have you do anything dishonest or mean or wrong. But I can't see anything wrong in this. It's right and good. It's a thing that needs courage to carry out, but it's the only thing we can do.
Well, I...
No, darling. Wait. I don't want you to tell me how you feel about it now.
Don't you?
This thing is much too important. I'd rather you wouldn't make up your mind while I'm with you. I never want you to think that it was just because I was near you and you loved me and were influenced by me. I never want you to blame those things for your decision.
I never would.
Well, take time to think it over anyway. We won't talk about it again until you're ready. Tomorrow, or the next day, or whenever you feel sure of yourself, just let me know.
Mother! Oh, Dad!
It's David.
Mother! Oh, hi, Midge. Oh, hi, Tim.
Hello, David.
Hey, what's the matter with you two, anyway?
Nothing's the matter, darling.
Well, you look so funny. And you're sort of...
You're imagining things.
Well, I'd like to stay, but I'll have to be getting home.
Oh, gosh, Jim, don't go yet.
I'm sorry, but I'd better. Bye, Mitch.
Bye, Timothy.
No, don't get up. I'll find my way out.
I suppose that would be wiser.
Huh? Why would it be wiser?
So long, David.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Yes?
Tell Ginny I was going to come over tonight, but I saw her talking to Sandy Sanders in the library today, so I figured she'd be busy.
I'll tell her.
Tell her from now on I'm going to be pretty busy, too.
All right, David, if you say so. Good night.
So long, Tim. And thanks.
David, shame on you.
What do you mean, shame on me?
You had no right to send Virginia a message like that.
The heck I didn't. 2 years ago, Ginny told me she was my girl. And when she said it, I thought she meant it. And look at her now, tearing around with Sandy Sanders, just as if I wasn't alive at all.
But, David, a girl can't always tell whether she'll be able to love a man forever. And if she finds that she stopped loving him, she should be free to do something about it.
Well,
a girl can't help falling in love, and she can't help wanting to be with the man she loves. And nobody has a right to interfere.
All right. Don't get so excited about
it. I can't help getting excited.
Gosh, Midge, when did you decide all this?
Just now.
Just now?
Yes. It took me a long time to make up my mind. But I know now what I believe.
And so Timothy's persuasion has already borne fruit. Midge believes as he does, that she'd be doing no wrong in leaving Alan and Joy for his sake. But will she take the one final step that her mother refused to take? The all-important step of divorce? More about Midstream in just a moment. And now, you've often heard the expression, her face seemed to light up when she smiled. Yet, I'm sure you'll agree that no smile can be bright when teeth are coated with a dulling film. The way Teal helps remove dingy film which collects daily on teeth is truly amazing. You see, Teal contains no pumice, no grit, no abrasives of any kind. It can't scratch tooth enamel any more than water can. For Teal has actually been proved safe as water on teeth. Equally as remarkable as Teal's beautifying action is its economy. You simply pour a few drops on the toothbrush, and because Teal is a slightly thickened liquid, these drops will not roll off. There's no mess, no waste. Do this tomorrow without fail. Get Teal, T-E-E-L, from your drug department or 10-cent store tomorrow. Start brushing your teeth with this new liquid dentifrice sensation. And don't forget to visit your dentist regularly for his professional checkup and advice. With this proper care, see how much more beautiful your teeth look. Midstream is brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the revolutionary new liquid dentifrice, every day except Saturday and Sunday at this same time. David, sensitive to the strained atmosphere of the Meredith house, knows that something is wrong. What if he should learn of Midge's and Timothy's love? What role would he play in settling their ultimate fate? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Gene Baker, your announcer, bidding you good afternoon.
Women, startling facts about hair beauty
were revealed by recent scientific tests at Procter & Gamble's experimental beauty shop. Listen, each woman had half her head shampooed with new special Dreen shampoo, the other half with a fine soap. Results were amazing. Special Dreen washed hair always felt smoother, silkier, was far more shining and lustrous than soap washed hair. Yes, new Special Dreen reveals hair's hidden luster safely without irritating the scalp and helps leave hair manageable. Try today. This is the National Broadcasting Company.